hearing how sustainable it'll be in a couple of years.
I'll be happy to come back. Thank
All
you.
All right. That is Greg DeSantis, and he's part of the...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, mourn and win.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's main opposition has proposed splitting the term between two leaders, but is now reconsidering that plan if they win today's election. USA's Russ Jones just returned from Israel and has this report about this unprecedented move.
An official from Israel's main opposition faction says former Foreign Minister Zepi Levni has agreed to give up a power-sharing agreement with the group's leader if they win Tuesday's parliamentary election if her fellow co-leader Isaac Herzog is elected. Ruth Lieberman, founder of the Yes Israel Foundation, maintains Levni doesn't have a following.
Never happened before that one party puts up two heads and says we're going to rotate in 2 years. Really been an electoral disaster.
Some say right-leaning Netanyahu is more committed to Israel's security issues and standing up against Iran's desire to develop nuclear weapons. I'm Russ Jones.
McDonald's is facing another battle from workers hoping to get the fast food giant to pay them a wage of $15 an hour. Workers in several cities have filed complaints with state and federal authorities alleging health and safety violations. A spokesperson for McDonald's said the company will review the allegations, but that its franchisees are committed to providing a safe workplace for employees. A study shows Americans this year are spending more than $4.5 billion on St. Patrick's Day garb and food. How are these folks in New York City celebrating?
Cook a corned beef and Irish soda bread.
Green t-shirts for the kids, and that's it.
Wear something green or decorate a little bit.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:04, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east. Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 41. On Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be an 80% chance. Partly cloudy and a high of 52 on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on a high of 36 on Sunday. 42 in Tewksbury, 40 in Clinton, 46 Franklin, 42 in Alexandria. It's 43 in Lambertville and 41 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. I have my guest, Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year and the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year, and had the unique pleasure of being able to go and visit with many of the other state counselors at the White House not too long ago. I had featured that article on Good Morning Hunterdon a couple of weeks ago, and finally got Dana to come on in after a weather event. So good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. This is awesome. So I'm glad we could do this. The snow is holding off till Friday, and no accumulation, so park testing is in good hands.
No more days off. That's all we ask.
Oh, my. It's been a troubling winter, but that's not why you're here, although I did play the Hunterdon County fights, the Hunterdon Central fight song, because it's what you're closely associated with. But congratulations all the accolades. My goodness. Let's just give a quick introduction, who you are, your role at Central, and then we'll delve into your world.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
This year has been an amazing year for me. This summer, I was offered the supervisor of counseling at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I've previously been a counselor at the high school for 8 years. So it was an honor. And it has flown by. I cannot believe it's March already.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, 3 more months left. And you're probably transitioning into a whole different role of what the counselors have to do now until the end of the year, right?
Yes. And knowing all of them, it's been an easier transition because I have worked side by side for almost a decade with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working side by side to make changes and figure out what works for our program and move forward for next year.
Right, right. Excellent. So let's delve back just a little bit. Prior to you going into counseling, when did you realize you wanted to be a counselor in a school, and was that your first career trajectory?
I thought that I was going to be a CEO of a company one day when I first started.
You still might. You never know.
And the business background really has just changed my life. Mm-hmm. I did 4 years at the College of New Jersey as a management marketing undergrad. Thinking that I would go that way, I was a part of Future Business Leaders and was very involved in student activities there. And that's when I met the woman in charge of campus life. And she was the one that really lit my fire about master's program, and we started talking about what they had to offer, and the choices there were nursing, which I don't like blood.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching, wasn't planning on, you know, speaking in front of a classroom every day. And then when she mentioned counseling, it got me thinking about my time at high school and how my guidance counselors really made a difference for me, and it all changed mm-hmm. that year.
But how does the business background, and I'm sure it does, but I'm hoping I can mm-hmm. get it from you, how does that help you on a day-to-day in your counseling role?
When I became a counselor, I always wanted to make things more efficient mm-hmm. and run smoothly and be involved in different committees and organizations within the school.
Right.
So that, I guess that just really kept me going through my first school that I started at, on to my second, and then when I came back to Hunterdon Central,
mm-hmm.
I just always wanted to make a difference in that was a good mix between counseling and the admin piece. When I found a program for the principal certificate,
mm-hmm.
I just knew that it was right.
Yeah. Is there a... Now, I went through the teaching.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design 2017. A lot of things going on. It's a brand new year, and I have a lot of wonderful and terrific ideas for you. As you can hear, we have some terrific new theme music, and we're going to have a great and exciting year ahead of us. Let's start by taking a look at today's weather and see what it looks like. It felt a lot warmer this morning, folks. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling us it's currently fair skies, 44 degrees. Today it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 51. Can you believe it? 51. I love it. Tonight there's going to 70% chance of showers with a low of 38 degrees. On Thursday there's a 30% chance of rain with a high of 58. Well, that's good, 58. Thursday night there's a 30% chance of showers with a low of 42. On Friday, patchy fog and then sunny with a high of 46. On Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 22. That's I'm familiar with. Saturday night, unfortunately, here we go again. 40% chance of snow on Saturday night with a high of 32. And on Sunday, there is a 50% chance of snow shower. So it looks like snow for the weekend, folks. But welcome. Welcome to 2017 and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're going on year three of Modern Design and a lot of changes happening. When I left you off during Christmas week, I told you we're going to be moving to new studios. If you're familiar with the Flemington area, on Main Street, there's a beautiful historic building called the Large House, a really sort of grand old mansion that we are moving into, but the move did not completely go through yet. Some people are in, some people are still here, and I didn't want to leave you another week without starting into all the things we have going on with the Modern Design program. So we will do the first show from our old studios, and maybe by next week or the following week, we will be in our new studios. As I've said to you, we're going to be adding YouTube, the YouTube channel, to in our new location, because we'll have cameras available to us, and we will be video as well as audio. So when I bring somebody in and they're talking about some artistry they do or some projects, we're actually going to be able to show you that stuff. It's been a little bit of a challenge talking sort of about design without having to show it to you, because what we do here is so visual, but we're going to be able to do that. We're also working on some television that might be in your local television area where you can actually watch Modern Design as a program. So a lot happening in 2017 with Modern Design. For me personally, Richard Scuderi of Maven Hill Designs, I now have three locations. I have my main location right here on 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I have a second location, which I opened the fall of this year in Chatham, which is 82 Morris Avenue in Chatham. That's two floors there. We have lots of furniture, having great sales right now, 82 Main Street, I should say, in Chatham. And my newest location, which opened around Christmas time, is Maven Hill Maplewood Village, and that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. So three locations, a lot going on. I am going to be doing, and I want to open this up to my listeners as well, on January 26th, Thursday, January 26th, at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be doing a free design speaking event at my center in Maplewood. And we're going to have refreshments, and it's going to be interactive. We're going to talk about how can you update your house for 2017. I went through the holidays, and I will say my house looked pretty good for the holidays because I do a nice job with Christmas decorations. But as the Christmas decorations have come down this week, I looked around and I thought, looks a little dated. So we're going to talk about trends for 2017. And now that the Christmas decorations are all down or almost all down, or you thought of putting them away, that we don't go back to the doldrums of what we had before. We're going to make some changes. And that's what today's show is going to be dedicated to. We're going to talk about things that you can do after the Christmas tree comes down. If you want more information after I do any of these shows, I do a blog each week, and it talks in length and pictures about what I do and what our topic is. So our topic this week, again, is what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. And if you go to my blog page, and that is The Color Guru, T-H-E, Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at Blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com, The Color Guru at Blogspot.com. I have several years' worth of blog listings. And again, until we are up on YouTube, you can get the pictures of what I'm talking about, so a way to do it. So we're going to go ahead and take some commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design 2017 after these commercial messages.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2017. As I was hearing the ads, they sounded a little loud to me. I hope they don't sound loud when I hear them on the podcast tomorrow. Anyway, my name is Richard Scuderi. We're in our third year of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. A lot of things happening. We're moving to wonderful new studios. We're going to be adding a YouTube channel. We're going to be doing a lot of visual things. We're going to do a lot of live things this year. I'm going to be having some events. One of the events I'm going to be having, I was talking about before break, is on January 26th. It is a free event. It is a little bit of a trip. It's in my new store in Maplewood. We're having a design night called Design 2017, what to do to update your home for the new year. And that is free. We will have refreshments. It starts at 7 o'clock. And the address is Maven Hill Designs, 191B like boy, 191B like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, 07040. It is free, but you do need to make a reservation because our seating is limited. I already have a number of people coming. And the phone number to participate on Thursday the 26th for the free design seminar is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. And I hope I see you shortly at our new location. We'll have a lot to talk about. So our topic today happens to be taking down the Christmas tree and what to do. And I did a lot of research for today's topic because there's a whole thing about taking down the Christmas tree. And of course, putting it up is laborious, but it's exciting and it's fun to do and it's creative. But taking it down is just sort of an admission that we're back to reality. We're on a diet. It's January. It's cold. It's icy. It's just all bad things and dark. And now we have to schlep the boxes up and we have to do everything that we have to do to put the stuff all away. The party's over. And that's probably never a fun thing. It's one of the things I could say is never a fun thing. But you know what? It is an opportunity. And as a designer, and you know what? Just even as a kid growing up, I would remember that the house looked perfectly fine before Christmas. But then after you took all the Christmas decorations down, wow, that house looked terrible. It just looked drab and awful. So in the subsequent years when I became a designer, I said, this is your opportunity. January is the opportunity when you have that fresh canvas and you take a look around and you say, okay, we're going to make changes. Now, I'm going to start by talking about some of the subtle things, just the things that you can do to make the house still festive. And that is when the Christmas decorations come down, there are decorations that are appropriate for winter. And, you know, even though we are a local show here, we are web-based. So I've gotten compliments and comments from people even in, you know, California, Arizona, all over the place, as well as one from Australia. So people listen everywhere. But being that we're in the Northeast, the first 3 months of the year are often cold, snowy, and awful. So it's kind of nice to have, with the darkness of winter, to have some light. And one of the things that I've been suggesting to people is to celebrate the winter and to do things, sort of a scaled-down version of Christmas, if you will. Go with the white theme.
And after everything's put away, start introducing some floral, some candles, just using white. And that's a way, after everything's away, to have something that's pretty, that's festive, and it adds light to a space. And the psychologists tell us that darkness causes depression. So adding light to a space, especially in the dark, cold days of winter, is always a great thing. One of the things that I do in January for people, for clients, and for myself is I bring in new plants. Plants and new life are always terrific, particularly in the winter months. But I try to keep them white. One of the flowers that I like a lot that I do use and have used during Christmas and that I do use in January and February that I give to people as gifts is cyclamen. Cyclamen kind of looks like an orchid. It's a house plant. It has a pretty flower on top. It doesn't have any fragrance, but it's quite nice looking. In a way, it looks like an orchid, but it's big and bunched. So I like to give people, if I go to someone's house in January for a party or a gift or something, I like to give white cyclamen. That's one that's wonderful to put out. You put it on the window, you put it somewhere, and then you have this sort of brightness for the new winter months. The white is reflective of snow, and it's light, and it's very pretty. Another thing I tell people to do, and I did talk about this on Modern Design, is save some of your bulbs, your paper white bulbs. And start paper whites in January. You know, get a nice glass dish and put some rocks in the bottom of it and take those bulbs that you have left over, the surplus bulbs, or if you go to any of the stores, everything is set, including in Maven Hill Designs, everything is 70% off right now for Christmas that's left. Go and get some of those bulbs that are going to cost you like 10 cents and put them in a nice glass bowl or dish and grow in your window in the winter months, as long as you have a lot of light, grow paper whites. And then in January, you have these beautiful blossoms that have unbelievable scent that you appreciate more because there's nothing else going on. So reserving paper whites is a wonderful thing that you can do. The third thing I like is to use amaryllis. I don't like to use red. You don't want to incorporate red. I had an orange amaryllis this season out on my patio, and it just bloomed 2 days ago. Wow, is it beautiful. I think I wouldn't have appreciated it if it was during the Christmas season, but it's in a room that has a lot of sages and greens and oranges. It just is amazing looking. But, you know, just because it's the holidays, we can still use some of these things, but in slightly a different way, and they're very reflective of the season. So amaryllis bulbs, I would get white and put white amaryllis bulbs out, put them in your window, put them on your side porch, put them on your sideboard, just somewhere where it's going to get some light, and that's a wonderful thing to celebrate winter, the beautiful white and clear shades of glass and white and winter and snow and ice, and it's kind of very reflective. I also decorate in January with pine cones. There's no reason why you cannot take some pine cones and put them in with your new white flowers. Put them on a sideboard. Put them on the mantle. They're not just Christmas. They're winter. So a natural element like pine cones, which you do see on the ground still under the snow, and white flowers are wonderful things. Another thing that I like to add in the winter months is white candles. White candles are beautiful. You have a fire in the fireplace, or you don't have a fireplace and you want to have some reflective light, get some votive candles, white candles, whether they be real candles that you light or the new battery-operated candles, which are better and better looking. Get white candles for your house. On my mantle now that I have the Christmas stuff down, I have beautiful, nice size, I would say, glass votive holders that are but of a good size, and I have real white candles, like a votive candle. And I light those at night, so it's reflective, it's beautiful, and even if I don't have a fire going, I have the white candles, I have the pine cones, I have some nice white florals, and it's a really nice look. It doesn't look like Christmas, it just looks like a celebration of winter. So that's a very inexpensive way to do that and to make things look very nice and festive for the winter months. The second thing is taking a look at the room now that you have it done. So for me, that room that I'm going to tackle next is my dining room. I did my dining room when I moved into my house 11 years ago. And when I did it very 11 years ago. So the furniture is classic, and I can't afford, as many of us can't, I can't afford to change the furniture, so I have to work with the wood furniture that's there. But having said that, you can do changes. And, you know, January is the best month of the year in order to get contracting done. People don't realize that your opportunity
is January, because contractors, for the most part, are very slow in January. People don't start to think about their house, unfortunately, until the weather gets warmer. But in those months of January and February, and sometimes even the beginning of March, these contractors, my electricians and plumbers and contractors and painting contractors, they're slow and they're looking for work. And that's reflected in their pricing. You get your best pricing in the Northeast. You get your best pricing for jobs in the months of January, February, and the beginning of March. By the second week of March, everybody wants to work. But this is the time, if you're going to do a project, to do it. And I will say Maven Hill has projects nonstop right now. Bathrooms, painting, molding, trim, wallpaper. I guess some people have caught on to that and they're busy. And I also think this might be a better year for all of us in our businesses. So that's a very good sign. But this is the time to do a project. So for me, in my taking a look at this dining room, now that all the my tree, I have a tree in my dining room as well as the living room, the family room. That tree came down, all the decorations I had, the big wreath, all that stuff came down. And I just got to look at the room. And for you, that may be the hallway. For you, that may be the family room. But look at that room and say, is this still good or do I need to make changes? When I got rid of all the Christmas stuff, I was like, wow, this is dated. So what I am going to do in my dining room is I am going to take the walls from a dark rich claret color to a really wonderful blue, a navy blue. I've been looking at all the trade magazines for January, and I see so much navy still. Lots of grays, brown grays, not blue grays, but lots of grays combined with navy and dark blues. A lot of that. You can't imagine that's all I see, a predominant color. So I'm going to change my walls to a color, Benjamin Moore's Van Dusen blue, which is a nice, beautiful, historic blue. Newburyport blue is also a very nice blue. It's one up on the Benjamin Moore color chart. There are nice, rich blues. You have to be careful with navy, because navy can be too dark as a paint color, and then it can read as black. So I like to make sure, and the litmus test for that is get samples of both colors. Try the Newburyport blue, try the Van Dusen blue, and put them both on the wall. And when you do that, don't just do that in the middle of a sunny day. Do that and put them up for a couple of days. See them at nighttime, see them in, you know, a rainy day, and make a decision. You know, dining room, we entertain mostly at night for the most part, dinner parties and so on. So you want to know that dark blue that you're picking, if you're going that way, is not going to be too dark at night. So for me, even though I like Newburyport blue better, the Van Dusen looked better because of the amount of light that I got in the space. So I'm going to take my walls from a rich dark claret, a color that I really have loved for a long time, and I'm going to switch out to a nice navy blue. My trim is white. I'm just going to repaint my beautiful trim and moldings, and I have the contrast of the white and the blue. The next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to take down my brass armed chandelier with shades on it, and I'm going to put up a drum fixture, a white linen drum fixture in the space. It still respects, it's a little bit more modern, but it still respects the traditional furniture that's around it. But it goes very well, because when you have a dark color like navy, you want to have lots of white in a space. I'm going to take down my, on my sideboard, I'm going to take down my gold sideboard lights, if you will, lamps, if you will. And I'm going to do a collection of blue and white vases, temple jars, and bring that blue and white together. I'm going to keep all the furniture that's in the room, all the wood furniture. I am going to replace the rug and doing something that's a little bit more of a geometric. These are all tips for you folks. If you're looking to update a little bit, I'm going to take a rug that's a little bit more traditional. I'm going to roll it up and maybe just keep it for a while down in the basement wrapped. And I'm going to do a rug that's blue and white and a little bit more geometric. Again, keeping the core, keeping the furniture, keeping the molding, just changing out things that are less expensive. And I'm going to keep my chairs and the upholstered chairs. I found a fabric that I like, and I'm going to reupholster the chairs. And that's going to be it. And it's going to be a reinvention of the space. That's what January is all about. It's about being reflective. It's about resolutions. It's looking at your life and your home and saying, what can we do to make it better? So for me, the taking down of the Christmas tree was cathartic, because it made me look at my room for what it was, and it gave me the motivation to do something. If I had waited until March, I thought, oh, it's spring now, I want to be outside. Now's the time to do home projects. It's the best time monetarily. And, you know, you're stuck inside a lot. Don't you want your house to look beautiful? Don't you want to go past your dining room on, or living room or family room on the way up to bed and say, wow, this looks really nice? It's an opportunity to have a party. It's an opportunity to enact somebody in the winter and make them feel good. All right, we're just about to go to our news, and then we will be back with more of Modern Design 2017, our kickoff show of the season.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. One of several instances where hecklers and protesters had to be escorted from the confirmation hearing for Alabama Republican Senator and Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions yesterday.
If I'm confirmed, I will commit to you and to the American people to be worthy of the office and the special trust that comes with it.
And the confirmation hearings continue on Capitol Hill.
The Senate confirmation spotlight is on former ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson this morning. His confirmation hearing is getting underway.
That's Sharon Reed. And Donald Trump himself will likely be asked about Russia and his cabinet picks when he holds his first news conference since the elections. That's coming up in about an hour at 11 a.m. Eastern at Trump Tower in New York. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
Calling it unverified and a witch hunt, President-elect Donald Trump is slamming another report concerning Russia. Here's Mike Fortier with details.
CNN reports officials last week showed Donald Trump classified information saying Russians claim to have both personal and financial information that could be used against him. Among the information included in the report, allegations the Trump campaign exchanged information with Russian intermediaries. Trump tweets it's fake news and a political witch hunt.
President Obama sings his swan song in Chicago.
President Obama delivered his farewell address to the nation and appeared to take a shot at President-elect Donald Trump and his supporters who back immigration laws by implying they were racist.
If we're unwilling to invest in the children of immigrants just because they don't look like us, we will diminish the prospects of our own children, because those brown kids will represent a larger and larger share of America's workforce.
In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
A jury recommending the death penalty for South Carolina church shooter Dylann Roof for killing 9 people at a historically black church in 2015. Roof was convicted of federal hate crimes last month for the June 2015 killings at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. The 22-year-old Roof representing himself in the sentencing phase of his trial, and in his closing arguments yesterday, he was unapologetic, saying he, quote, felt like I had to do it, and I still feel like I had to do it. It costs $500,000 a day for security at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and now that city's council wants to keep that expense in check. Here's Lisa G.
The city council took up the economic impact of having a president-elect in the heart of Midtown while also keeping Donald Trump safe. Councilman Dan Gorodnick says all the security has hurt businesses in the area.
And we ask that you not treat Trump Tower like a pied-à-terre. We ask that you spend your time over the next 4 years at the White House. The White House is lovely at any time of the year.
Meantime, businesses are starting to see traffic move again after many barricades and checkpoints were removed. However, the question remains, what will security look like post-inauguration? Lisa G., New York.
And former Republican U.S. Senator from New York, Al D'Amato, apologizing for an outburst he has while on a flight from Fort Lauderdale that was about to leave for New York because it was delayed. He got escorted off the plane by deputies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We've been doing the program for about 3 years now. I hope I haven't gotten any older. Probably have. That's why it's good I'm in radio. Anyway, so today's topic happens to be, what do you do when you take down the Christmas tree? And we talked about being a little bit proactive by starting to maybe add some white flowers, to add some white candles, some pine cones, and just have a little bit of festive decorations, and maybe that's all we have the budget for, and that's great. But then we talked about having a project in January. January is the best time to have a project. You're going to get your best prices from your contractors. I've been doing this for 20 years, folks, and when I'm booking stuff in October, I'm thinking, oh, this job is going to start in January. I can keep my guys busy in January. So your pricing is reflective on that. It's the best month to do stuff. You're inside anyway. Isn't it nice to see change when you're in, when you're sort of stuck in the house? So let's talk about some of the things that you can do in your own house. I gave an example of what I'm going to be doing for the balance of this month in my own house, redoing my dining room with what I can work with. I'm not changing my furniture. If I could, I would, but I can't, so I won't. So let's talk about the things that I like to do to people with people in January in particular. And the first one, of course, is one of the ones that I talk about every week here on Modern Design, and that is to repaint. Nothing is more has more impact, I think, for less money than painting. A painting, putting a new color up, can transform a room. Even if you don't change anything else, changing your paint color will make everything else in that room look different. Color is the absorption of light. So when you change the balance by going either lighter or darker, it affects all the surfaces in that room, and it really can make the difference is transformative. So I would say this is a great opportunity to paint. So for me, I'm going to go from a dark sort of a really dark wine color to a lighter but still dark mid-tone navy color. And of course, for me, it's half the wall. So half the wall is white, beautiful panel molding, and half of it is the blue, and that works well for me. But the same thing for other rooms in your house. Let's say you in the past, in the 90s and the early 2000s, I'd probably say up to about 2005, people were using lots of yellows, lots of golds, lots of reds, lots of sages. Those are the colors that people were doing in every house I went into. We had a red dining room. We had yellow in the hallway. We had sages in the family room. And those were the colors that we were doing. And there's nothing wrong with those colors whatsoever. But the colors have changed. And what we're seeing a lot of, instead of reds and golds, we're seeing blues and grays. And also pops of citrus green, but mostly blues and grays. And cool tones. So this is an opportunity to have that. So let's say you have a yellow living room, a pale yellow living room. Maybe you wanted to take that down and go to your local Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams dealer and say, I know grays are in. What's popular? For me, I love the Sherwin-Williams paints as well, but I know the Benjamin Moore paints better. So I'll talk about a couple of the ones that I think I might want you to recommend for big spaces or something that's light and neutral. One of my favorites continues to be Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter. It's a nice sort of brown gray. It's a neutral. It's not too gray. It's not too tan. It's just perfect. And a color like that is so neutral that you can keep everything else you have in the space, have the space look more updated without doing anything else. So that's a color that I would recommend if you have a neutral color now and you're looking for a more updated neutral color. I'm working on a house today in Chatham, New Jersey, and we took her yellow foyer, which she felt was too yellow and dated, even though it was still pretty, and we changed it to that Revere Pewter, that sort of light gray tannish color with crisp white trim. Another idea is to change your trim. Sometimes you don't have the budget to change your painting your whole walls. But what's become very popular in the past couple of years is taking your trim from a linen white or a soft white to a whiter white. So I like Benjamin Moore's Super White. It's my favorite trim color. I like to do Super White semi-gloss on trim indoors, and I think that looks terrific no matter what color you do. It gives you some cleanness and brightness. And sometimes just repainting trim makes a big difference in making the space look fresher and more updated. If you're going to change your ceilings, I like the color of the trim and the color of the ceilings to match, except that the finish will be different. So obviously you're not going to put a shiny paint on your ceiling. You're going to use a flat super white on the ceilings and a semi-gloss on the super white on the trim indoors. So that's a wonderful thing to do, is just change out your trim color. And then pops of color are also nice. What I'm seeing trending now is more in general, and it took me a while. I'll tell you, I'm a very much a color person, so it took me a while to adapt that. In fact, if you come to my store in Maplewood, you see all the colors are neutral. I have lots of neutral, soft gray, brown tones. And then the color comes from the accessories or the punch of color. And that's how you can make your place look more modern. You don't have to take everything you have and throw it in the trash and start over. Who can afford that? Take what you have, neutralize the walls, and then pick a color you like. A lot of these new tones that are very light, the off-white tones and the light gray tones, go well with everything. So it gives you an opportunity to focus on a color you like. So, for example, in my my Maplewood store, because I have soft grays, I have that Revere Pewter and Edgecomb Gray. That's another gray. It's a little bit lighter, a brown gray that would work well. You can use any pop. So my pop right now color is a really rich red and some black. So the lots of neutral gray with a little pops of red and black. I have a black painted piece and so on. And little pops of red here and there are really beautiful and striking. And, of course, lots of white. White is definitely trending right now for January. If you look around the stores, you're going to see a lot of white. So that's something that you can do, and that's a color palette that will work very well. But with those pale neutrals, with the Revere Pewter, with the Edgecomb Gray, with the silvery and light gray tones, Gray Owl is another Benjamin Moore color that I recommend that can be nice for you, nice light gray with white trim. Stonington Gray is a color that I use a lot. That's another nice neutral mid-tone gray. It's a little bit stronger, but anything in those tones would work very well. But they pop with wonderful, you know, they pop with anything. You can take that, let's say your favorite color, which mine happens to be right now, is I'm kind of hooked on that citrus or Granny Smith apple green. I like that. Green and gray are beautiful together. I'm working on a house right now also in Ringo's, New Jersey. Oh, I'm sorry, not Ringo's, Stockton, New Jersey. And we repainted yesterday. I was there last night. We repainted the dining room in Revere Pewter, and we're covering the chairs in a new geometric fabric that has that sort of apple or citrus green, very fresh looking. We're going to paint the living room that pale citrus green and do a combination. Those rooms will off-play each other with neutral whites, with citrus green, and with grays. That's a great palette together. They pair nicely, citrus green and gray. Reds and blacks, wonderful with neutral grays. Yellow is making a return in a different way. We're seeing neutral walls, but then pops of strong, bright yellows. Yellow and gray always have a nice synergy together, and there's a lot of wonderful geometric patterns out there, Greek key and all sorts of wonderful patterns out there. ICAT is another one that have gray and yellow. So grays and yellows work very well. A plum color, a rich plum. I see a lot of purple and a lot of plums with gray, and that's another nice combination for your accessories, for your throws, making the backdrop neutral and then pops of color. Coral, I think, is going to be the new hot color this year. I saw all my trade magazines of what's available, and there are sections dedicated to this new sort of blushy coral color, which is nice because it's very retro, but it looks fresh again. So coral is a terrific color for spring, but also to do now is accessories. I think yesterday I was looking at the Williams-Sonoma home. Many of you know the Williams-Sonoma store in the malls. It's the wonderful kitchen store, upscale kitchen store. But did you know that they also have a home division? There are no stores, as I know of, in New Jersey. But what the Williams-Sonoma stores are starting to do in the back of certain stores, they're putting in furniture and beautiful, beautiful, good-looking upscale furniture. Williams-Sonoma home. There is a big display in the back of Williams-Sonoma in the Short Hills, New Jersey location. They have couches. They have a dining table. They have a good amount of furniture there. In the store in Bridgewater, there are a couple of pieces, not nearly as much, but certainly the catalogs are there and some pieces to look at are nice. They're very transitional. That is, they're not too contemporary and they're not too traditional. They're sort of in the middle of that, but very cutting edge with their styling and so on. And good-looking furniture. So I might want to check out that Williams-Sonoma when you go there and you have a sample, a little whatever they're serving that day, and you get some of that wonderful hand lotion. Go to the back of the store and ask the manager there, may I have a Williams-Sonoma home catalog? Great ideas for you. If you happen to be in the Short Hills area and you go to the Short Hills store, they have a setup right now with a gorgeous navy sofa. Lots of gray and navy. That's what you see when you go there. Very interesting coffee tables, geometric patterns, rugs. There's a beautiful dining room table. I'm sure they've changed the setup since I was there last, with wonderful dishes. Greek key theme is one of the things that I'm starting to see a lot for the spring. But you're going to see, as the warmer weather comes, lots of coral. So coral is a good color for you to look for as an accent color. Right now, if you're looking to make an immediate change, fur throws are a thing that you can do if you want to add an accessory that's going to make you look current. Faux fur, I should say, throws on your sofa, on your chaise lounge, on your chairs. Adding a little bit of fur, a natural element, fake fur, is very popular right now. So some things you can do to make your place look wonderful in January. Okay, they're requiring me to take some more commercials, so we'll do that. We'll be back shortly. More of Modern Design right after this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I have a local business right here in Flemington, if you're listening in the Hunterdon County area. And that is 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. As many of you know, I have three locations, so I hop around from one to the other. The best way to reach me for any of my locations is to call. That is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. I do in-house appointments. We'll travel with all sorts of resources, and we do everything from simple paint color consultations to full kitchens and bathrooms. I will say that next month, or actually probably at the end of this month, I believe, we will be shooting the project I finished most recently will be shot for Design New Jersey magazine. We're going to have an 11-page spread. I renovated a house. I took a contemporary house that was built in the 1980s that was very traditional outside and inside, and we completely redid it, including the landscaping, to be a true contemporary with 2017 contemporary style. And that will be shot at the end of this month or maybe the first couple of days in February. And I'll let you know when that comes out. So something to look forward to. All right. So our topic today happens to be what to do when you take down the Christmas tree. We'll be talking about ideas, things that you can bring into your space, and then actually projects that you can do. We talked about painting, and I gave you some wonderful colors that you might want to try that are a little bit more neutral with crisp white trim, and then pops of color. That's very 2017 to do your house that way, using the furniture you already have and everything you have, but just change your wall color and then some pops. The next thing I want to talk about is changing your window treatments. You know, window treatments are very different now and actually probably a lot less interesting. They're very simple. So I find that I do three types of things these days when I do window treatments. One is mostly I do actual, you know, panel drapes, simple drapes that are not really on the window, but they sort of frame the frame of the window. And they are, in fact, panel drapes, simple one-width panel drapes on either side, either lined or unlined, that are on a rod. That frame the edges of the window and make the window look bigger. And often they're off the rack. I still do make custom drapes often, but just as much good quality ones that are off the rack with a rod. So that's something that you might want to change out. Panels are not that expensive anymore. One of the places that I like to go is Country Curtains. Even though country is in the name, they have a lot of nice up-to-date stuff. And you'll get quality drapery panels, one with lengths that you can often just leave with. Some of the trends in panel drapes is, number one, of course, making them as long as possible. So we don't want to, if we can help it, we don't want to hang the drapery rod on the framework of the window. We want to go to just underneath the crown molding or as high as you possibly can go and then have the drapes come down and be longer looking. So typically that would be 95 or 96 inches in length when you go to buy them. And they are not the least expensive when you go with a bigger length. Often it bumps you up price-wise, but the look is so much more elegant and it's so much more of an impact if you hang your drapes higher. So that's something to do. I do that all the time where I take people's drapes and we take them down. And then when I do them, I plug up the holes, I repaint, and then I go higher with them the next time around. So having longer drapes or new drapes is something that you can do. They can be off the rack, and you certainly can change the color. Pattern is very popular right now. So I might suggest having some drapes that have a geometric look to them, maybe even something that's like an iCat, if you want to Google iCat. That's a pattern that's very popular. In the dining room space that I have set up display in my Maplewood store, I went and I did a sort of a light sort of silvery iCat fabric, which is kind of striking on the drapes in there. But any sort of a geometric shape is very popular, even if you do neutral on neutral. It's kind of nice to have a geometric. Linen is still very popular or linen looking. So anything that has that either lined or unlined on each side of a window. Grommets, the sort of holes, if you will, that have metal around them that the rod receives are very popular. So a grommet drape in a 95 or 96 inch is a way of updating the look of your home, hanging it higher and using grommets to receive it is also very popular for the space. The second type of window treatment that I do a lot of are Roman shades. The Roman shades are back, but they're not so complicated. A flat Roman shade was probably the second most popular window treatment that I do. I would say number one on soft treatments are still panels, but number two is a flat Roman shade. And that is a very simple shade that's very unadorned that gathers on the bottom. And often I'm doing them that they're not even functional. They're not even the full length of the window. They're just something that give it a soft look. So maybe change out your heavy draperies for a flat Roman shade in a beautiful color or a beautiful shape. And do something like that, whether it be something that goes up and down and is lined or something that's just simple and unlined that goes on the window, but it creates sort of a new look for you. That's another thing that we can do. And the third thing that I see myself doing very often now with homes is plantation shutters. I'm doing plantation shutters more than I ever have. And I think one of the reason for that is that people in the newer homes – want a window treatment that sits with inside a window. So on the last two jobs that I was working on, they happened to be master bathrooms, and both people wanted they wanted to have a window treatment that wasn't fussy, that didn't have fabric that they have to worry about. They wanted something that would that can sit within the window, that would give them privacy and louvered light, but really look like something other than the way a plain blind would look. So plantation shutters, I at Maven Hill have a wonderful company that I just started a relationship with that has very reasonable prices. And I'm able to offer plantation shutters either in a white, which I prefer, or even a stained color as an option. So that gives you the privacy and the architectural look of a window treatment, but no soft treatment. And that's popular right now. You know, if you look in the magazines, a lot of times rooms don't even have a window treatment anymore. Sometimes they just have a window film on them so that the sun that comes through doesn't stain the furniture or the flooring. But they just have a simple look. So those are the three window treatments that are the most popular. When I see very heavily adorned window treatments, I think dated all the time. Things like swags and jabots and gathered edges and lots of tassels and roping. And it's sort of like we're undoing what we did. And when I look at furniture that's very embellished or circular looking with a lot of motion and a lot of activity, it seems dated to me now. So the new lines are sort of straighter and cleaner and simpler. Good news about that is that what you're probably going to be replacing things with will be significantly less expensive than maybe what you had before. We don't want to necessarily get rid of all that stuff. We might want to just sort of bag it up and keep it in a safe place and then just try something else. Maybe the drapes that you had made 7 years ago that were very embellished and had swags and jabots and tassels and stuff, maybe you take those down, have them dry cleaned, and put them in a safe place, and we go out and buy some really good quality, new, simple panels and put them up that really will refresh a room in January. It's something that you can do quickly and will make it look more updated without having to change the more pricey stuff like your furniture. So that's also a very good way to go. The next thing on my list for January is adding molding. Molding is probably the one thing that you have 100% success with when you're selling a house. Nobody wants a house with less molding. Molding, if it's done well, will add value to your home. So you always can have more molding. If you don't have crown molding in a house, a crown molding makes a big difference when you go to sell a house. If you have a skimpy baseboard molding, building up your baseboard molding will always make a house seem better and more impressive. So another thing to do is add molding. If your dining room doesn't have any molding, add a chair rail. Not expensive to add a chair rail. It's an opportunity to maybe create a second color or texture or to bring in wallpaper, but not the whole room by adding a chair rail. Add picture frame molding. Picture frame molding is very, very inexpensive to do as well. And it creates depth. It allows you to do things with paint. It allows you to do things with splitting colors and creating another level. Same thing with the molding on the ceiling. Have you ever thought putting molding on your ceiling? You know, in the older dining rooms that don't have tray ceilings, I often put molding on the ceiling. It's a wonderful opportunity to create maybe something else going on, like some inlaid wallpaper or a new color just on the ceiling. It's a terrific way to do it. Sometimes I create something like just a sort of a rectangular box. We'll have the chandelier in the middle, and now I have molding there. Sometimes I make that molding a shape. I did a very French-looking house, and we did this wonderful sort of harlequin shape on the ceiling, and then we inlaid something that looked like copper. It was just exquisite. It worked well. We had pale blues and a little bit of copper in that room, and it was very French, and it really, really, really looked wonderful. So molding on the ceiling, molding on the walls, adding molding to a space is wonderful. And finally, if you can swing it, guys, lots of sales in the furniture stores. People don't go shopping when it's icy and snowy on the weekends. So there are wonderful sales. So if you're looking to invest in a couple of pieces of furniture, now's the time to do it. Maybe we want to replace our sofa, which is sort of skirted and very formal, with a new sofa that has cleaner lines and is a little bit more updated. The trend is to go a little bit more casual, casually elegant, but to go a little bit more simple and not such big arms on sofa. And chairs, thinner profile on chairs, not chairs that are oversized, but a thinner profile. And what they're doing now a lot with chairs is they're having them right next to each other. So a thinner profile, not right next to each other with the chairs, and a sofa that has cleaner lines, casually elegant, and you're good to go. Well, we're out of time. That went very fast. I thank you for staying with me on Modern Design, those of you that continue to listen each week and give me wonderful comments. I appreciate that. You can also catch us on Facebook, both for the Chamber site and then also the site for Maven Hill Designs. If you go to Maven Hill Designs on Facebook, you can always leave comments. I'm always looking for guests. If you have a local business, if you do something, if you're artistic and you want to come to studio with me and talk about what you do, and now we're going to have cameras, so you can show us what you do. I'm always looking for new talent. I'm always looking for wonderful ideas. You can always contact me at 908-884-0770. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll be in our new studio. And I will see you next week with another episode of Modern Design. Thanks, and get out. Next couple of days is going to be nice before the snow comes this weekend. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. One of several instances where hecklers and protesters had to be escorted from the confirmation hearing for Alabama Republican Senator and Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions yesterday.
If I'm confirmed, I will commit to you and to the American people to be worthy of the office and the special trust that comes with it.
And the confirmation hearings continue on Capitol Hill.
The Senate confirmation spotlight is